first of all, no such sonic weapon exists. Secondly, if it did, it would have to fit on the size of a truck and be parked out in front of the diplomats' homes. And third, such a sonic weapon, if it existed, could not have caused any of the kinds of damage that was the U.S. claimed, particularly concussions. Sound waves don't cause your head to flap back and forth and give you a concussion. So the whole story, the whole theory just fell apart upon any kind of an actual investigation.